It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Getting back to Liam, he's got a great future ahead of him. But once again, we're going to see where he's at. I don't want to say yes, he's here or there.
Okay.
In the end, we just got to, once again, much as Thomas Harley and Lundqvist, the challenges they're going through, he's going to go through the same challenges.
Liam Bichsel?
Bichsel. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
B-I-C-H-S-E-L.
There's no T in it, Bob.
No T. No. Yeah, no T.
I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce it. It was bordering.
I might be saying it wrong too, so don't worry.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, indeed. It is time for the e-break. It's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We're going to give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. It's a guy who is out of that rant farm system. And here, Davy Lane goes full rant as they were having a Caitlin Clark discussion. Bob bringing up the fact that she is, whatever she's paid, it's not nearly enough from the WNBA, and Davey had this to say.
And, of course, her contract is so tiny because that's what the league is, but you want to talk about someone who has outperformed with revenues, any amount you could ever pay them.
Yeah. She's creating an industry.
She menstruates golden eggs.
Are you happy with that? So, as the show that gave you a Sturm Center about her many years ago.
Like a goose?
I don't know if I think that's how it works, but.
Either.
We're not going
I'm to, not into animal husbandry, though, so I don't particularly know.
Well, he was just at A&M.
What does that even mean?
While you were down there.
Well, we don't get asked. So, anyway.
I don't think I've ever heard that term before.
Menstruate?
She menstruates golden eggs.
Oh, I've heard that many times.
No, you haven't.
Yeah,
it's maybe an old on the saying. Rant. Maybe it was an old saying on the rant. All right, one more time.
And of course, her contract is so tiny because that's what the league is. But you want to talk about someone who has outperformed with revenues any amount you could ever pay them?
Yeah, she's creating an industry.
She menstruates golden eggs.
Are you happy with that? So, as the show that gave you a Sturm Center about her many years ago.
Like a goose?
I don't know if I think that's how it works, but.
Either.
We're not going
I'm to, not into animal husbandry, though, so I don't particularly know.
Well, he was just at A&M.
What does that even mean?
While you were down there.
Well, we don't get asked. So, anyway.
Poor Bob. Just trying to talk sports on that show. There is Davey, Shock Jock. As candidate number one, candidate number two is actually me. I'd lost my mind at the end of the show, and for some reason I tried to give The Invasion an entirely new title for the name of their show. We need a Hard Knocks like a book club, you know, where we just get together and talk about Hard Knocks and just talk it all out.
Okay, I
because
like
I'm
that.
With you. I mean, I take all that on. And I hold it inside, and I need to kind of let it out.
And you know what? Running back mom? Yeah.
She needs a little comfort.
Oh.
Okay.
So all right.
Wow. I mean, she's a nice lady.
Players' moms who are hot. That is next on the on the NFL.
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right. That's next on the NFL today.
Nailed it.
All right. Thanks to Daddy. Why did I think I was on the NFL Network all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Just say next on the NFL, and I swear to you,
football.
I was going to say the NFL Today.
The NFL Today.
Yeah. How'd that get in my brain? That's just crazy. All right, one more time. We need a Hard Knocks like a book club, you know, where we just get together and talk about Hard Knocks and just talk it all out.
Okay,
I'm with you. I mean, I take all that on. And I hold it inside, and I need to kind of let it out.
And you know what? Running back mom?
Yeah.
She needs a little comfort.
Oh.
Okay. So that's
all right.
What you're doing. Wow.
I mean, she's a nice lady.
Players' moms who are hot. That is next on the NFL. on the NFL.
Yep, sure, why not?
All right, that's next on the NFL today.
Nailed it.
All right, thanks to Daddy. That was really weird. That was a really strange moment. And that puts me as candidate number two. Candidate number three, yeah, the playoff committee, I'm sure, loves Notre Dame, just like the E-Break committee loves Craig Rosengarten. If he has a decent season, there's a good chance he's going to be
legend
in the playoff on Friday morning. And here you go.
You just had to turn your mic off so you couldn't even say hi.
Man. Okay, so this may be an interesting week for the next 2 hours. That didn't make
well,
any
boy,
sense.
Boy, that's golly, not
a
at
week
all.
In the next 2 hours.
I mean,
this may be an interesting tee box show.
That was like a very Yogi Berra-ism. So Yogi, it's going to be a very interesting week for the next 2 hours. What?
Anytime he says, okay. Aren't you just like bracing yourself? Like, oh my gosh, what's coming next?
Yeah, right. He's steadying himself, but you know he's not steady.
He's not steady. One more time.
You just had to turn your mic off so you couldn't even say hi.
Man. Okay, so this may be an interesting week for the next 2 hours. That didn't make
well,
any
boy,
sense.
Boy, golly, not
a
at
week
all.
Week in the next 2 hours.
I mean,
this may be an interesting tee box show.
That was like a very Yogi Berra-ism. That was so Yogi. It's going to be a very interesting week for the next 2 hours. What?
Or cackle at the end. This may be an interesting week for the next couple of hours. Okay, so is it Davey, me, or Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jubb's connectivity, network connectivity issues, and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you so much. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on AM radio?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hi, Anders. I want to vote for my lighter and radio friend, one Jib Dunham, just so you know, and y'all have a happy, what about LBJ in the storm drain? Love you.
Die.
I thought he said lighter when he was saying leader. All right, thank you, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, Musers. It's Ashley, and I know you haven't seen me in a while, but I'm back, and I love to vote for George.
Oh, what grade are you in now, Ashley?
I'm in 8th grade, and I turn 14 in about 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy birthday. Dang.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a good day at school.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good day in Texas.
Stop growing up so fast.
Yeah, growing up way too fast. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, the stream.
Good morning. Let's vote for Rosen, and you guys have a blessed day.
Thank you very much, sir. This is very efficient voting so far. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Hi, Musners.
Okay.
There we go.
There goes the efficiency.
Well, I was hoping to find out when George's last day is.
Why is that?
Well, I heard you were moving to the NFL Network.
Is that your vote?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. He bailed. Hello, you are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Well, good morning, Musers.
Morning.
In the fine comedic tradition of Brady Tom, this is Johnson Snoop Dogs, and I vote for Davey.
Okay. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, good morning, Howard.
What's that?
Hi, can you hear me okay? I was on the line.
Oh, it's Alec Murdoch. Oh, okay. It's your boy.
Yeah, good boy. I'd like to sexually vote, please. Yeah, it's a lot of fun for George. Thank you.
He sexually voted for George. Well, I guess I'll take that vote, and that makes me a winner.
Worst voting ever?
Yeah. We need a Hard Knocks, like, you know, like a book club, you know, where we just get together and talk about Hard Knocks and just talk it all out.
Okay,
I'm with you. I mean, I take all that on, and I hold it inside, and I need to kind of let it out.
And you know what?
Running back mom?
Yeah.
It needs a little comfort.
Oh. Okay. So that's all right. What you're doing.
Wow. I mean, she's a nice lady.
Players' moms who are hot. That is next on the on the NFL.
Yep, sure. Why not?
All right. That's next on the NFL today.
Nailed it.
All right. Thanks to Daddy. That's so strange. How many is that, Daddy?
Well, George, you are now up to your 105th e-break win. Yeah. You are now only 32 behind the all-time leader, Norman Lizzie Borden-Hitzkus.
All right.